Welcome to the February 27th, 2015 Drupalize Me podcast. Drupalize Me. Hi, everybody. I'm your hostess, Amber Matz, and I have here with me on the podcast, Jesus Manuel Olivas, who's a Drupal 8 solutions engineer at Blink Reaction. Say hello.
Hello.
Thank you for being on the podcast today. Before we get started, we'll dive into some news and events. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk with Jesus about the Drupal console project for Drupal 8. So pretty exciting. There's a lot of buzz about it. So we're going to get down to the nitty gritty about what that project is all about. But first, the news. On the Drupalize Me blog this week, we've posted results from our second Drupal 8 survey. So if you're curious about the results for that, you can check out our blog. Also, Joe Schendelar has a new blog post on responding to events in Drupal 8. So if you're a module developer and you're curious about the event dispatcher, go ahead and check that out as well. And this week in our video release, we've got more PHP Storm videos. So those are all free. And you can check those out on the Drupalize.me website. In the world of Drupal events, SandCamp is actually happening this weekend in San Diego. And Jesus, you're going to be there for that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Very good. And DrupalCon LA is in full swing planning stages, and the call for presentations for DrupalCon LA closes today, February 27th. So get in those presentations. You have to do it now. There's no more time. And also, DrupalCon in Bogota just happened, and you can check out the recorded sessions from that event on the Drupal Association's YouTube channel. So I'm sure there's lots of great presentations. I'm really looking forward to checking some of those out. So let's talk about Drupal Console. What is the Drupal Console anyway?
Well, I can say the Drupal Console is not a Drupal 8 module. It's more a project or a tool for building Drupal code, but I'll talk about more in deep later on. So Drupal Console is an effort to bring the Symfony Console component to Drupal 8. And this is a tool for anyone using or planning to use or learn Drupal 8. I started this project with David Flores, but also now we have two other maintainers like Omar Aguirre and Eduardo Garcia Enzo. Yeah, basically it's this little tool for creating modules for Drupal 8 and other nice tasks. It's more like something that is happening on the Symfony and other frameworks, and we want to try to have this available in Drupal 8.
So is it something that just provides a scaffolding for a module, or is it something that interacts with the module, or what sort of things does it do?
Okay, the project started as a scaffolding tool. That was the first approach. Kind of, let's have this one to make easier for people to code, create Drupal 8 modules and learn how to create this, all this code that needs to be created. But in the meantime, we were working with the project. The project has been evolving, and now it's more than only a scaffolding tool. Now it is a tool that lets you interact with your Drupal installation, let's say something like listing all of the modules of services that you have, let you probably like rebuilding cache, let you download and install other modules. So there's a lot of tasks you can do now other than just scaffolding or creating modules. And this is because the nature of the project has been evolving, has been changing, and we've been requiring this capabilities while building, the scaffolding parts.
Cool. Are there similar sorts of modules or tools out there?
Yeah, sure, there are a couple of them. At this point, I can name probably like three of them. There's an old one, which is called Module Builder. This tool generates these Drupal 6, 7, and 8 modules. There is another tool similar, but different. This is called Drupal Module Operator. This lets you convert or helps you converting a Drupal 7 module to Drupal 8. Mm-hmm. And there's another tool. It's good on batch. It's called Drupal 8 Tools, which is, I think, it's a little harder because, not everyone knows how to code in batch.
Right. Now, you were talking about clearing cache and that sort of thing. So that reminds me of Drush. Is this similar to Drush in its capabilities, or how does it, where's the overlap and how does it compare to Drush?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar because also, I mean, Drupal Console provides you a CLI tool to interact with your Drupal installation. It provides you some tasks or some commands, same as Drush, some new tools. But the difference between Drush and probably the difference between Drush and Console is we're following the principles and practices introduced with Drupal 8. We're trying to like follow OOP, trying to avoid the NIST syndrome. We really want to build and maintain an application, not tool for later on building or application.
Cool. Yeah. So you mentioned that this is from this is a Symfony component. So it's kind of carrying on that tradition of bringing in certain components from Symfony into the Drupal 8 ecosystem. And so it's really kind of in line with these major architectural changes that have happened in Drupal 8, and also kind of the inclusion of, not kind of, but the inclusion of Symfony components. So cool. That's really neat.
Because we're taking advantage not only of Symfony console component, we're also taking advantage of Twig. Basically, the basic explanation is there is the console component asking for interaction or data with the user, you know, asking for what's the module name, where do you want to store this, I mean, what do you want to do with this specific thing or value, then capture all that data, just passing all those as arguments to a Twig, to a Twig file, to a Twig, and renders all those values. And basically, that rendering part takes care of creating PHP files, YAML files, and all other needed files for creating a Drupal 8 module.
So is the interface only on the command line, or does it also have a web interface?
Yeah, at this point, it's only a command line interface, but we are really working hard on having this website for providing a service. Since our goal is to make this tool available for everyone, including people who does not have experience or do not feel comfortable working on the terminal, this graphical user interface will execute the code generators and provide you with a downloadable file containing all the generated code. So it's a working process. We're planning to have that one for DrupalCon LA.
Fun. Well, that's totally neat. Kind of bridges the gap between people who want that functionality, or maybe they know what they want, but they don't want to get hung up on all of the details of implementing everything.
Yeah, even when the installation is easy, for some people, just jumping into a terminal and start typing thing is like, it's kind of hard. It's kind of scary.
It's kind of intimidating sometimes, yeah. So, cool. I mean, really cool and really important and can really make your life easier, but sometimes that initial step of getting in there can be difficult. So we've talked a little bit about similar tools and how it compares to Drush and so forth, but what makes the Drupal console unique?
Well, probably what makes it unique is what was mentioned before. So we have to try to follow principles like Drupal 8, kind of follow what is happening right now on not only on Drupal and most of the modern frameworks. So it's basically using this component as Drupal or Silex or Laravel or any other modern frameworks, kind of more in line with what's happening, outside of the Drupal world.
Cool. So instead of something just being kind of upgraded and inherited and kind of having a lot of old stuff that was, from previous Drupal versions, this is really a fresh look. This is a Symfony component, and this is definitely geared toward what's going on, the modern PHP practices that are in Drupal 8. So,
yeah. And I think another of the differences between the projects is we are not planning to support previous versions of Drupal because of the nature of the project. So we're going to start from Drupal 8 and 9 and 10 and so on.
That definitely makes it unique. That's cool. Is it going to do any, so I'm assuming that it, maybe I shouldn't assume this, but will it do any porting like Drupal Module Upgrader does?
We haven't discussed that at that point. At this point, we can probably take advantage of the Module Upgrader, library. If it's coded as libraries, I haven't taken a deep dive on that project, but if that project allows to be included as a library and there's an API, something we can reuse, it won't be a problem to have us integration with that.
Oh, interesting. Cool. So tell me, what kinds of things can you do with Drupal Console?
Okay, as I mentioned before, with Drupal Console, you can quickly generate the code and files required by the Drupal 8 module. This is the generator or the scaffolding part. You can do something like generate a module. You can generate a configuration form. You can generate controllers, something like, you know, can I generate this controller? And when generate all these classes, like the form classes or controller classes, or it takes care of creating the files on the proper directory, creating this let's say this controller class and adding all the proper use statements, just creating the file in the right directory, make sure it adds the proper namespace definition, and, you know, this class extend this other class, implement this other class, all this boring and repetitive task that you need to do for creating a module, all this boilerplate code. It also let you, I mean, it helps you to create entity content and entity configuration, which is really cool, because creating a configuration entity, it's like probably 14, 15 files and hundreds of lines of code. So it's pretty useful. And if you want to try or do some integration, we provide a command for generating a command. So you can do something like generate command, specify your module name. It will take care of creating the boilerplate for you to create this command integration with the console project.
Oh, wow. So if you wanted to learn how to make a block plugin, and, you know, you kind of had the general idea, you could use the Drupal 8 console to generate a plugin block, and then you could inspect the code that was generated and get an idea of, okay, here's how the namespace needs to work. These are the classes that are in place. So it sounds like it's a really great way to learn all of these classes that are like forming the foundation for module development in Drupal 8.
Yeah, and adding a little bit more about learning, I mean, capabilities, we are also working on a new feature, which will be something like when you generate a specific piece of code, let's keep talking about the block. When you generate this block, you will be able to pass this flag, something like verbose code output or something. I don't know, we haven't decided what will be the name of it. And the code will be generated with a bunch of like metadata. So think about the extra information at the doc block on the code examples module. So you will, not only the code will be generated, a lot of data will be generated, and links to the APIs and the DO documentation will be added to. So you can really go ahead and see what's really happening when creating this, or what's needed in order to create this specific blog class or form or controller, and any piece of them, or what the Drupal console will be generating.
That's awesome. Certainly, a lot of people have expressed concern over learning this, you know, all of this information that they need to know. And so having a start and having that code generated, and even having like eventually having those links to the documentation, is going to be really helpful for developers who are learning all of this. So that's fantastic. Very cool.
Yeah, and that's what's one of the main reasons we started creating this at the beginning, because we really want to learn Drupal 8 and how Drupal 8, I mean, what's needed in order to create, start coding on Drupal 8. And that was the start. And I think we should keep doing, I mean, keep making this tool, I mean, available for people who is not really... or they are not really into deep, I mean, learning of Drupal 8.
Very cool. Yeah, and even right now, like the documentation being in the state that it is, where it's, you know, there's really just pieces here and there. And so having some code to work with, you know, similar to the examples module, is really helpful for developers. And I used the Drupal module upgrader recently to just go through the process of seeing what it would do to convert the module from D7 to D8. And I learned a tremendous amount from that. So I'm really looking forward to diving into the Drupal console to see, you know, to just dive into the different things that it can generate and learn from that. So that's really super. So what other kinds of features or fun things can you do with the Drupal console?
Okay, what I mentioned a few minutes ago is what's the generator parts. So basically, it's like, you know, this run specific command and generate code for you. But I mean, as I mentioned it, while in the development of the tool, we end up adding another commands which are not part of generators. It's more like use. I mean, give you a chance to interact with your Drupal installation. In this particular case, we have commands for clearing cache, or is what is called cache rebuild now. We have tools for interacting with configuration, so you can do something like show the current configuration, on the system. You can edit in a specific, part of the configuration. You can export the configuration as a, tar file, or you can even override a specific, a specific piece of the configuration. There's some tools for debugging services, so you can do something like container debug, and you will see all of the services that are registered in the service container. There's more tools like there's this specific module piece of module commands, like the listing all of the modules, download, install, and uninstall modules. And there's a few tools for generating REST resources, so you can enable you can generate a specific REST resource, or you can enable or disable a specific REST resource on the system. You can even do something like REST debug and see all of the REST endpoints that you have, defined on your system. While creating the module, let's say, I remember when we were creating the controller generator, we end up like flushing or rebuilding the cache every single time, but end up like taking too long if you rebuild the whole cache system. That's why the rebuilding cache part, you want to rebuild only the module, the menu or the assets or a specific piece of it. But we end up adding all this little like router rebuild. So you can add a controller and just automatically run this router rebuild, command. It takes care of only rebuilding the routing system, cache.
Oh, okay. So you can be selective about what you want to rebuild.
Yeah.
As far as the cache is concerned. Cool.
Yeah, and one of the latest commands we have added is this test debug. It lists you all of the unit test classes you have available in your application. And the very, very last one probably is the site maintenance, which let you switch your site into maintenance mode.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the last one we add is the side mode. So it lets you switch your system performance configuration. So you can do something like side mode development, or let's say you have a site, you just clone it from production, and you need to work in your local environment. You can do something like side mode development, and all of the system performance configuration will turn it off. And in this command was an idea by Joe Schindler.
Oh, nice.
While we were talking at DrupalCon Bogota, he was like, something like, we have something in Lulabot called Debify. And he was, telling us what this command used to do. And we were like, oh, that's pretty cool. Since like, we can do something like that. And now it's there.
Very nice. Cool.
And those commands that I just mentioned, is commands are part of the core Drupal console project. But you can write your own integrations in your contrib modules. There is a module called Web Profiler. This tool lets you like profile your request response lifecycle in your website. And there is an integration already growth for that module. So if you install Web Profiler, you will see like three new console commands showing up in your terminal. And this is benchmark, export, and list. And that's a pretty nice integration for that. And also, mentioning Web Profiler is also a project that came from the Symfony world.
Oh, very cool. Well, this sounds really exciting. Let's see. Well, we've already talked about how it compares to some of these other tools. And you kind of mentioned that the goal of the project is to make this something for everybody. But like, can you talk more about who is going to really love this tool and be able to take the most advantage of it right now?
Well, as I mentioned, we're trying to everyone, learning Drupal or using Drupal or planning to learn Drupal, use this tool. But we can say probably, Drupal trainers and people doing consulting, because they will be able to train people and developers about Drupal. Something like, let's create this specific training and let's use this tool to make easier the process of learning. Obviously, Drupal shops, because they will be reducing the development time for their Drupal 8 projects. And developers, obviously, because they will be also be able to, I mean, create their country modules. And as I mentioned before, I mean, people who does not use the CLI.
And will there be any kind of, I don't really know what the state of like coder module is, and, you know, auditing a module to see if it's got all of the pieces that it needs or if it adheres to code standards. Is there any kind of plan for kind of code auditing, or, you know, does this adhere to coding standards? Or are you just kind of assuming, well, the code that is generated adheres to code standards? I'm just thinking in terms of like, well, I want to learn this. I want to learn plugins. I'm going to use Drupal 8, the Drupal console, to generate my block plugin, but then I'm adding to it. And, you know, how can I, are there any tools, or are there any plans for Drupal console to include any tools to kind of check your code to see if it's got all the pieces that it needs? Or I don't know if that makes sense at all.
Yeah, the project, it's complying PSR 2, I mean, coding standards. And the Drupal console core code, but we're planning to make sure all the generated code, comply with Drupal coding standards. This is something that still, I mean, it's a working process. We have a few classes that are really not, I mean, Drupal 8, I mean, compliant, and we are working on that. We are, I mean, updating the project, so make sure we have this. And we are setting up the process, I mean, our process to, when running our tests and we generating the dummy classes based on the test, we are setting up our Travis to make sure, I mean, the coder is executed and all the code, I mean, it's fully compliant. So we are in the process of that.
Awesome. So I'm assuming it's ready to use now, right? Or are parts of it ready to use?
Yeah. Please go ahead and try it. I mean, it's already there. What's the currently commands that you can see are fully, I mean, useful. I mean, are useful. And feel free to ask any question or ping us at Twitter. You can use Drupal console Twitter account. You can use my account, which is JMOLIVAS, or you can use, I mean, this DMouse or N Solutions or Omers. I can share that with you later on, so you can add it to their, I mean, podcast page. So feel free to use, try, and ask any questions. Love it or hate it, please let us know.
Yeah, I'll definitely add those Twitter accounts to the show notes, so you guys can check that out and ask any questions. And this is just for Drupal 8 right now. Are there any projects? I thought I saw something on Twitter about, from Nate, about Backdrop. Is Backdrop going to be something that is supported by Drupal console, or what was that about?
No, we haven't really, I mean, think about it. For now, it's only Drupal 8. Yeah, that tweet was something that I remember Nate tweet something like, you know, Drupal 8, we have two full CLI projects. And then from there, you know, the community start some people complaining, some people, yeah, it's great. And he ended up writing this great blog post. It's called Drupal and Backdrop Meet Drush in Drupal Console, where he explains, I mean, you know, this is a different project. Somehow it's similar to Backdrop, even when console is not a fork, it's an effort to do a similar tool, and how community reacts to this kind of project, which is, I mean, it's pretty interesting blog post.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Cool. Let's see. Now, I'm imagining you guys are heavy in development, and what kind of help does this project need? Documentation? Do you need developers? What kind of help can the community provide?
Okay, we need all of the help we can get. I think the first is the easiest part, is just get people to install, to try, provide feedback. As I mentioned before, I mean, try it. I mean, if you like it or not, let us know. I mean, feel free to add or create a new issues on the project, or even asking for a new feature. I mean, you think there's a feature that will be useful, just feel free to ask for it. And for sure, we need people, I mean, people contributing to the project. So make sure if you want to learn Drupal 8, just jumping to the project, we can help you to understand how to create a new commands, and you will be able to learn a lot of Drupal 8 because most of the code that we add on the commands, like generators, teach you how to do stuff on Drupal 8. And the other part, the Drupal interaction, it also tells you all of the insights of Drupal, like the container and the services living inside Drupal. So it's a really nice way of learning Drupal.
Excellent.
And the point that I see we are really, really weak is the documentation. We really haven't spent too much time on it. We know we need it. So there's something we have, as a depth for the project. But yeah, we are start working on that. And something that we add probably this was related to before Bogota, DrupalCon Bogota, we make this project like multilingual. Hmm. It's just kind of weird because it's like a CLI tool and multilingual. But I can tell you, the multilingual thing was only like a marketing thing, because the whole idea was to separate the messages from code. We don't want to maintain all of the project messages inside the code, because we were planning to maybe adding someone who is not like developer or doesn't have an IDE and be able to help us with all of the label and messages. So that way we separate. And since we use the Symfony translator component in order to achieve that, then we say, why don't we have this multilingual? It's just a matter of adding different files with the keys and values, and that's pretty much done now. So it's multilingual.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome.
And also, we want to call people to add integration with their own contrib modules, as Web Profiler did.
Right.
You have module and you really want to build something, or you want to take advantage of Symfony console component, just make sure to ping us and I really can help you to teach you how to write that part, so you can have your module integrated with this awesome component. I'm talking about the Symfony console component.
Sure.
I want to say. another help that it's really, really, useful is just to spread the word about the project. You can just tweet about it. You can just use, as I mentioned before, Drupal console, or just hashtag Drupal console when mentioning about.
Very cool. And you've talked a little bit about what your wish list is for features that you want to develop, but can you talk about any other features that are on the horizon for the project?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, the verbose code output for learning purposes. We are actually working on a few commands. We have config export, so we are working on having this config import. We are working on having the site status command. A few other useful commands that you will be, for daily basis. And we're also talking about adding import-export content between the different installations, similar to config, mm-hmm. Import and export capabilities, kind of moving content from different stages like development and production. That will be a huge task, but we are kind of, in an investigation, a stage of this part. We also want to really take advantage of site aliases to be able to interact with your Drupal installation, not only on your local, kind of hitting your servers at your Drupal installation on a specific server. So we are also working on that investigation. And another thing that we are not really sure about is, can it probably generate content? We are been discussing about using this Faker library, or maybe there is a project called Default Content on GitHub that lets you generate content from your Drupal 8 site. So we are discussing about it. Maybe still not sure. It's not decided, but yeah, probably it's going to happen. And I think the huge thing coming also is the graphical interface, the site that I was mentioning before.
Well, I think as long as you've got, cute pictures of kittens in the content generator, you'll make people really happy about that.
Yeah. We really want to use this tool. We don't want to this. Just make it easier. Just something like generate this and specific content. Yeah, probably adding kittens and bacon and all these nice pictures.
It's very important. This is serious work. So, no, that's great. generating demo content is a huge pain. So having being able to do that from the command line and using a tool that you're already using with Drupal Console would be fantastic. Very nice. Well, you mentioned that you're going to SandCamp. Are there other presentations that you've already done that might have recordings, or do you have some plans? I imagine you're kind of making the rounds to get the word out about Drupal Console.
Yeah, I've been presenting since last year. Now, even since the project has been changing a lot, so every single session is different than the previous one. adding a new style, changing what's happening. But yeah, I did during last year. I think I did a SandCamp session. Phoenix, DrupalCamp Phoenix, and I do a couple of BOFs, Austin and Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. Also did a session with David Flores at Mexico, DrupalCamp Mexico. Also was present in Costa Rica, I mean, several places, DrupalCamp LA, mm-hmm. BadCamp. I think David was presenting at DrupalCamp Central America. Mm-hmm. And also a few weeks ago, I presented with David Flores at DrupalCon Bogota. There's a recording for that one, so I'm pretty sure you can get it. I'll share with you later on. And for upcoming sessions, I will be presenting at SatCamp, MeetCamp, and probably, Florida, DrupalCamp. And Eduardo Garcia, another of the maintainers, you can find him at nsolutions at Twitter. He will be presenting at DrupalCon London, also this weekend. And if section accepted, I will be joining Eduardo also at DrupalCon Los Angeles.
Very nice. Well, we can get those links up, any recorded sessions in the show notes and slides and video and all that good stuff. And we've got a number of links that we can share. So as I mentioned, presentation links, the project landing page, project repo. Is this all happening on GitHub, or is this a Drupal.org project?
It is a Drupal.org, but basically we move, all of the project, the repo to GitHub. Some of the people helping us doesn't have a Drupal user account, because they came from Symfony World. So we cannot force them to have a Drupal user account. And it's make easier for us to allow people to helping us with the project to make this in a more like a more open place for them to be able to help. And even the documentation, we have the documentation at Gitbook. So pretty much we have everything outside of DO. Not because DO is bad, it's because we want people to be able to help, even people who is not part of the Drupal community. We want to be like really, inclusive about people. Okay. And there is we have a little chat that is a Gitter. So also link will be, shared with you so you can have it on the notes.
Okay.
Show notes.
Sounds good. We'll have lots of links in the notes today. And let's see. And we'll also include any blog posts. Are there any blog posts that you want to mention on the podcast that you've found particularly useful for people?
Yeah, there's a blog post, by Enzo, which is explaining what's the Drupal Console, what's been the project for him. There's this building bridges, entry by blog post by the guy who the web profiler maintainer, mm-hmm. called Building Bridges Web Profiler Meets Drupal Console. More like, he mentioned something about, remember that blog post from Larry, like getting off the island and then building bridges between communities. Mm. So he kind of mentioned this. And there is the blog post we already mentioned from Nate, this Drupal backdrop, okay. Russian console.
Okay.
And there's a few others that I have in mind, like why are we, we're only focused on Drupal releases, because at the beginning we were kind of following the Drupal dev, branch, and that will be really painful. Well, that was painful. So we end up like only following releases. At this point, beta releases, but RCs and all of the upcoming releases of Drupal 8.
Okay, very cool. Well, thank you very much for being on the podcast and telling us all about this exciting project. I think this is going to be a great tool for people to learn Drupal 8, and especially at a code level. But I'm also excited that there's going to be some tools for people who may not be comfortable right away with the command line. So very, very cool stuff. And we'll post a bunch of links and resources in the show notes, and as well as how to get in touch if you want to help out with the Drupal Console project. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jurnal, thank you for the invitation. And as I mentioned before, you feel free to ask any question. You can find me on Twitter. Like, if I'm on Twitter, you can ping me or ping any other maintainer. Just make sure, or ping the Drupal console, Twitter account. And that's it. Thank you. And please try. I invite you to try. And I invite you to, if you like, make sure let us know. If you hate it, let us know why you hate it. And we can fix it.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much. If you have suggestions for the podcast, for the Drupalize Me podcast, please reach out. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/DrupalizeMe, on Facebook, on our Drupalize Me Facebook page, or you can contact us through our website at drupalize.me. I'm Amber Matz, and I've been your hostess. And thank you very much for joining us. Have a super awesome day.